you.
Then hit me or something if you want to, but don't, please, do anything to yourself. Daniel!
I have to try and keep sane, is all I'm trying to do.
You won't be doing it to me. You'll be doing it to them, your children. I'll give any evidence you like, and you'll be acquitted. And then you can hate me again, if you have to.
I like the painting.
Matthew Smith. The Wages of Sin.
No, colourful. I meant that one.
That's one Harriet did.
And that's the one I like very much.
You wouldn't even kiss me, I suppose. Would you?
I'll kiss you gladly.
To hell with old times, is what I say. Oh.
I'll be going.
Bad moment. I was in the area.
I don't know. Dan's here. Do you want to funk it, or are you coming in?
Daniel!
Hello, Mike.
We're all behind you. You know that, don't you?
Is that the time I must fly?
You and Peter Pan. He could still be an actor.
How long's it been?
You know what you could do? And that's head up our educational TV slot. That you really could do. Has Joyce told you about this Orwell bit I roped her into?
I'm the last person you need. Thank you, Joyce, for...
what you get for loving people.
What can I do for you?
Alan, as in Parks. Do you reckon he'd climb on the bandwagon if we wheeled it in his direction?
I could ask him.
Next time you're horizontal together. He's never been a mate of mine, but he's got just the right kind of voice to cry in the wilderness. I want this bit of ours to be irresistible, in spite of anything that Adam Morris may do to make their nibs suspect us of being closet highbrows.
I heard whispers that you were being wooed by a Hollywood studio.
And I, Joyce darling, heard that you were in it up to your delicious gills with a certain famous agent gentleman. Couldn't be Jason Singer, could it?
You're a bad man, Mike Clode.
And you're not an altogether nice woman. Shall we dance?
Almost a year later, after the Independent Television Board had allotted the new franchises, Derek Morris was invited to lunch by the Right Honourable Monty Waring at White's. The minister suggested that Derek bring his brother, whose work he very much admired, especially that early novel...
Set in South America, what was its title again?
The Disappearance, probably.
Was precisely the one, with the delicious dictator's daughter.
The dictator's delicious daughter might be less...
Grammatically candid, absolutely right. Oh, thank you. I quite recognise that you don't have all that much to celebrate at the moment, but I still don't see why we shouldn't celebrate it. How do you feel about how the franchise business went?
You can probably guess.
On a good day, I probably can. Disappointed, I've no doubt. What does gutted mean that they all say all the time, footballers and people?
Our friends took a lot of time and trouble over the bid.
And all the signs were that it was in the bag.
So was the cat when they slung it in the river.
Shall I pour the champagne, Mr. Waring?
We shan't find it easy to drink otherwise, Morgan, shall we? Are you writing a new novel?
Since I'm not going to be a tycoon, I shall have to.
No cause of lamentation there, then. Not for your admirers, at least.
Are we allowed to say cheers in here?
Nothing in the rule book against, I don't think.
Cheers, then. Notwithstanding which...
Oh, I'm not so sure about words like notwithstanding.
And without wishing to spoil the occasion...
Timothy Gallon.
Clever chap. What about him?
The way he behaved.
Never liked him. Behaved over what?
He was on the ITV franchise panel.
So he was. Jeremy Thing got him on. To balance that bloody awful Lady Pink at the Edges.
To overbalance her is more like it. He asked most of the questions. Very hostile, very sarcastic, hinting, and more than hinting, jeering, that we'd hugely underestimated the capital we needed.
You went in to bat on that one, presumably, didn't you?
He waved me aside and biffed Mike Clode.
Got surprisingly rattled. Talked too much.